Soon, we're listening to John Swartz tell some of the things that are important about his life as he sees them. I'm very much interested in how he happened to be here in Westport. Were you born here?
I was born in Dartmouth.
You were born in Dartmouth?
Just across the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I was born in 79 Division Road.
Uh-huh.
Is there any other thing?
Yes. Well, go on about your family, your parents, and where did they come from? Had they grown up in Dartmouth?
No, they were born in St. George Azores. The both of them, but they weren't married there. They were married here.
Mm-hmm. The Azores.
Yeah. And my father came here when he was 16, mm-hmm. and my mother was 17 when she mm-hmm. came here. And she worked. Mr. Gifford.
Mr. Gifford? Which Mr. Gifford?
I never saw the man. He was before my time.
Yes.
And the name of the place where he worked, was at Riverside on Horseneck Road.
Yes.
They worked there quite a few years and they got married there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what year that was.
Yes, you don't know.
No.
When were you born?
I was born in 1909.
Hmm. So was I.
Yep.
We're the same age. That's
May 24th.
I was born on July 3rd, almost a firecracker.
Yeah.
How long before were you born here? You weren't born here. You were born in Dartmouth.
Yeah.
How long had your family lived in Dartmouth before...
Before I was born.
Before you were born.
They lived in Dartmouth 20 years.
20 years before you were
yeah.
born. And then how long after you were born was it before you came to Westport?
I lived on the Division Road, and that's where I was born. I lived there for 28 years.
You lived there for 28 years. What made you come to Westport?
My business. You know, I had business in Westport, so...
So you decided to move here?
Move here, yeah.
Yes. Now, when did you marry? Your wife's name is Evelyn. How old were you when you were married, Evelyn?
He was 28 and a half.
28 and a half.
Yeah.
And you lived in Westport at that time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about your business then.
Well, I was in the ice business at that time. And from that, I went to ice and oil for 20-some years.
Yeah.
And then I started in construction business. Then, of course, in 47, I took over the package store.
Mm-hmm.
47.
Mm-hmm.
Still in it, yeah.
Yes. And in 1947, was there a package store here before you
no.
took it over?
No.
You mean you created it?
Created, yeah.
You created it
yeah.
along with your ice. I can remember we didn't have a refrigerator, and we'd come and get
yeah.
ice. And packages,
right.
if one wants to call it,
yeah.
and oil,
yeah.
and so on. And how long, it was quite a number of years before you created the Village Common up
yes.
here, which is, you do own that, don't you?
No, we sold it December the 4th.
You sold the Village Common December the 4th?
To Jack Dolan.
To Jack Dolan. Was it... Why did you sell it?
Well, the man wanted it real bad, so anybody wants anything bad, you can have it.
Yes.
So
in other words, you mean if they'll pay enough for it.
There was another man that wanted it before him, and Jack didn't want the other fellow there, and he wanted to buy it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know Jack Dolan. Is
the hardware store.
He's in the hardware store.
Yeah.
He's a man in the hardware
yeah.
store. I knew he was Jack, but I didn't know his last name. Well, that's amazing. Let's get back to the days in the Azores. What made your family, do you think, come to this country?
Well, my father was a whaler. He was a young man, and he was a whaler, and the boat came this way, so he said, came this way, he was going to try to get here to stay here.
Yes. What kind of a whaleboat do you think he did? What, you don't know very much about the kinds of... his life in Whaling? Did he ever talk very much
about
it?
Oh, he talked about it a lot, but I never did find out what the name of the boat was.
I don't not mean the name exactly, but where he went when he whaled?
Gee, I don't know. He was on for over a year without coming to land.
Mm-hmm.
So, then when he got here, he wanted to stay.
He wanted to stay when he got here. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Schwartz, I think of you as perhaps the most warm-hearted, generous, kind, selfless person in Westport. Now, other people may not think of you in that way. I mean, you may be a tough businessman for others.
Don't try to be too tough.
No, I don't think you are. And I just think of you as something with a great big golden heart beating inside. You've had many things that could stand out in your life as good and bad. I think you have a wonderful son and a very lovely wife. I remember, how many years ago when she had her stroke?
1968.
And you were an absolute hero in the way you took care of her.
Well, I tried to anyway.
Well, you did. You know you did. And she's come so far, so much further than most people could have even expected.
She did very well.
Now, why did you, what do you think invited you into ice and the gasoline business and so on? What, was it just opportunity?
Well, no, it wasn't just opportunity. I saw people doing this kind of work and I said, yeah, I gotta do something like that. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
Where had you gone to school?
Westport High. I didn't go anywhere else but Westport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, school. I went to Westport, high school also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And was the idea of the Village Commons your idea?
Well, it was my son-in-law also, and my son was in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get it in the village. So I thought it would be, more.
Oh, we needed it, didn't we? We certainly needed it. I mean,
and it is doing very good.
It is. Yeah. Do you suppose that Mr. Dolan plans other stores, plans to add to it? Because
there's two other people coming there.
Mm-hmm. Who's coming?
There's some doctor. He mentioned the name, but I don't know what it was.
A doctor's
doctor,
coming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, just briefly, how many different types of business, can you remember, are located there now?
There's the restaurant, there's a bank, there's a gift shop, dress shop, the girl does the hairdressing.
Hairdressing, yes.
And of course us.
Yes.
And then dry clothes thing.
Yes.
Like,
and have they all, do they all feel fairly successful, do you think?
They're doing very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it a kind of a hard decision to make to?
I didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to?
But the rest.
They wanted to make the venture.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think it was because you were older and didn't want to risk it?
No, no, I wanted to have the commons, but I didn't want to sell it.
Oh, I see. You didn't want to sell it. But why do you think they wanted to sell it?
Well, I think that mostly it's the time, concerned with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, you work 6 days a week from how long, early in the morning?
From 8 in the morning until 9 at night, mm-hmm. every night.
I don't see how, and you're just my age, which is 67. And I don't see how you do it.
I still take care of lawns. I'm up. I had to go mow four lawns this morning. I got one more to go. Yeah.
You do? Well, I don't see how you do it.
Well, I guess age.
You must be, you must have a very strong constitution.
Something. I don't like to hang around.
No. So, in other words, you'd rather be busy
doing something.
Doing something. Well, I think of you as a very creative person. I think of your coming here and doing all these different things which people needed to have done. Took a lot of initiative on your part.
Well, my father was the same type of person, and I think he was the only one that took after him for that.
Mm-hmm. You have brothers and sisters?
Not now, they've all passed away.
They have.
But there was
Were
10.
You the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
There was 10, now it's just my sister and myself left.
Mm-hmm. Where does your sister live?
On Division, the same homestead. Where
she
you,
lives
where I was
over
born,
on
yeah.
Division
yeah.
Road where you were yeah. born. Now you live here at 1090 Main Road in Westport.
1104.
It's 1104?
My son is 1090.
Oh, your son is 1090. I see. That's how I wish you could remember some more of the stories of that your father told about his whaling time.
Well, he told us something because I was only a small boy.
How old were you?
When my father died, I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't get too much.
And you forget.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you. I mean, David, you know, never paid any attention to anything likes it. I mean, the old man was just a know-nothing. Really, according to him. Could you tell me what things, if as you look back over your life, stand out as being the most important events in it? Things that made a big difference to the way you felt about life and the way you behaved.
Well, we had to behave in them times, but the children today don't seem to do it.
No, no. And by behave, I really mean why you do what you do and accomplish as much as you do. There must be some things that you recall as most important to you.
Well, when I got married, my wife was very sick.
She was sick when you got married?
Yeah, first year. And after that, I said, well, I've got to do something to kind of fulfill all these things. And
mm-hmm.
that's the reason. I went out for everything. Anything I could work, I'd do it. I held 10 years, I held two jobs
mm-hmm.
every day.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on the police force every night, 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and had my business just the same.
Yes.
Just to try to get
this was the business right here.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ever realize that you were working on the police force.
I worked every night on the police force in 10 years. Of course, when I got the package door, I had to get out of it.
Yes. Yes. Now, you, for a good time after you got the package door, and perhaps even now, did not get a license for the whole 12 months of the year.
Still
is that
the same.
Still the truth?
Still the same.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's
you think that's politics?
Well, I don't want to say that. I mean, but it's got to be a reason, because they've issued others since.
In other words, you don't pull the proper political strings. I'm saying it for you.
I don't want to do it, because I don't think it's proper. When I go, I want to be with my mind clear.
Yes. In other words, you don't want any... you want to be thought of as a person who was fair and not critical.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I think of you. Now, after Evelyn's first illness, when you married her, she was well for quite a few years.
Oh,
wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, but she helped me out, and if I didn't have help, I couldn't be as far as I am today either.
No, she was terribly good for
yeah, she worked here. She took care of it in the daytime,
mm-hmm.
so at night I'd be here.
Yes.
So, you don't...
She worked for how many years, do you think, here in the, with the...
19,
I can remember her pumping gas.
19 years she worked steady here.
Mm-hmm. And selling whiskey if it was in the summer,
right,
and
yeah.
and wine if
yeah.
it was in the winter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I always think of your son, as John, as being one of the most dependable. I can remember one story Do you remember when we had the privy and he came down and got beast down? He was pushing it over with the bulldozer. You've had a very prosperous construction business all along, haven't
My
you?
My son now owns it.
Yes.
I've turned it over to
you've
him.
You've given it to him.
Yeah.
But for how many years was the construction business a large part of your activity?
I started in 1940 up until last year.
Yes, when you gave it to him.
Yeah.
You've built, what proportion of the roads that have been built in this town since what would you get, make any guess?
I have records, but my accountant's got it right now, so I can't tell you exactly.
You can't tell me? Yeah. Would you say that at least half the roads?
Not highways.
No.
These are private roads.
These are private roads.
Well, we helped on town roads, but we didn't do them, and we just cut the gravel.
Yes.
Done a lot of them.
Do you have your own gravel here, don't you? Or do you find go elsewhere?
I go elsewhere also. I have a pit of my own and went over to Elton Bones. We buy it from him.
Yes, I see. Well, now that, for instance, fairly recently, you or your son, John, brought gravel up to the meeting house.
That's right.
For us. Now, was that from the Bone?
That was from the Bone Farm.
Bone Farm.
Yeah.
How long was it after Evelyn had her stroke, how long was it or before she could function normally? I mean, you had nurses around the clock for...
Over 2 years.
For a long, long time. And, of course, now she's not really very strong, isn't
No, she's coming back, though. I mean, she's better, a lot better than she was.
Who was your doctor?
Dr. Piccinini.
Yes. And he's dead now, too.
That's right, yeah.
And so, someone else must...
Dr. Kirkcaldy was...
Dr. Kirkcaldy, yeah. Too. Well, when you were a boy, did you work all the time, even as a child?
Oh, yeah.
Did you play some? What kind of things?
Not too much playing. We had a lot of work, but I started with my father at a farm, of course. And he had 18...
This was on Division Road.
On Division Road. He had 18 cows, and he raised a lot of vegetables to sell down the beach. And I was the one that used to go down the beach and sell them.
Did you, what kind of a vehicle did you
Started with a wagon.
Horse and wagon?
A horse and wagon.
And did you go down to East Beach and
West Beach too?
Both beaches. Now, did you know Mabel Crosby? She used to take vegetables down with a wagon and horse too. So you both from the same area were selling vegetables. Yeah. Of course, she was much older. She's much older than you.
Yes.
And so perhaps you didn't overlap.
I was, when I first started, I was 8 years old.
You were?
With my father.
So you did overlap for a few years with
there.
Her?
Yeah. Yeah, there was three different people selling down there. And we had a very good business there.
And that was all before the 1938 hurricane.
Oh, yes.
And then what, did you sell other places afterwards, after the hurricane?
Yeah, we used to go to Catamans and Epic and all them places.
Well, my goodness, we're having a lot of noise on the highway. We're sitting right next to the highway while this is being taped. How many people lived at Cadman's Neck? Enough to make it worthwhile?
Oh, yes. It was quite a few.
Yeah.
They stayed there summers.
Yes. What did you do in the winter? I mean, it must have been hard, really, in the winter.
We cut a lot of wood to sell wood.
What did you cut?
Stove wood.
Where?
Home, on the farm.
On
your father's farm.
On your father's farm. Here you had... He had 10 children, and he had to support himself, his wife, and the 10 children, were there day times when it was not easy going financially?
A lot of times it was not easy going, but we managed all right. Never owed anybody, so that's what counted.
You made certain, did your mother can?
Oh, a lot of canning, and she used to wash clothes for people.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember any people she washed clothes for?
Well, I was all down the beach.
All the people down on the east
beach? She had 18 washing down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to deliver them on the bicycle.
On the bicycle, you delivered these. Did she do it? Well, and she ironed too, I suppose.
Yes.
So she washed and ironed.
Washed.
Now, how old a person was she when she did that?
She was over 60.
She was? Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Teresa.
Teresa.
That's why my daughter's name is Teresa.
Teresa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she lived to be 74.
Mm-hmm. And she lived on the same farm all of her life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize that you had sold the Village Commons.
December we sold.
In December. Mm-hmm. And I think of you as a very creative person to have come here at the age you did and develop all these businesses and create the Village Common. And was it hard finding people to rent? Or at first it was hard.
But after that you couldn't get them up fast enough, because one thing cost a lot of money to do it. Yeah.
To build would cost money. Mm-hmm.
And now they want more of it, huh?
Yes. Did you tell me what wanted to come in now? A doctor?
A doctor, yes. Yeah.
And
there's another person there, but I don't know what he does, but he's...
Someone else who wants a building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the doctor's place, it's already finished.
It is?
Yeah.
Is he going to be a specialist? Or is he going to be just a, he's not going to be a surgeon or something special. He's just going to practice medicine in general.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name.
Well, we'll soon know.
Yeah.
And I gather that little restaurant in your...
It's wonderful. It's doing wonderful.
It's doing so well. Much better than the first one you had, isn't it?
Well, it makes a difference if you eat out of a can or not,
Yes. And at first you ate it out, they ate out of a can.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now you have a good cook. Yeah,
very good. Puts a real good meal.
Yes. I don't eat out very often, so I don't have a chance to go up there. But.
Well, I've tried it two or three times, and it's real good.
Mm-hmm. Well, Elaine, who runs the beauty parlor, has a perfectly delicious sandwich brought in every day.
Yeah.
And she loves it. She thinks it's so much better than it used to be.
Oh, it is. It is real nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to prolong this because you have other... You're going to mow some more lawns this afternoon?
Two more to go.
Two more? Where?
I got one to do here and one down to the cottage.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cottage in the water. I don't have time to get there. So.
So, but you have to mow the lawn there anyway. Yeah. And you have your own lawn to mow, And I suppose they're the last. But you mean you mowed this week other lawns for other people?
Yeah, my son-in-law, and Paul next to him. Mowed four.
You mowed four.
Today.
What kind of a mower do you have?
You got a power mower,
a ride mower.
I couldn't do it no other way.
No.
The legs wouldn't go for it.
No. Well, I think it's incredible that you do that. Is your son so busy as John?
Yeah.
What do you call him? We call him young John.
That's our John.
John?
He is busy. He's on the road all the time, checking jobs. So...
What are some of the things you're working on now, the construction jobs?
Well, we're doing three roads right now. We've got three to do.
What are they?
Well, it's all macadam roads.
Yes.
We've got... two on Horseneck Road, and one on Smalls Village.
In other words, Smalls Village?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Down near the beach.
Oh, yes.
You know where the restaurant is?
Yes.
Right opposite the restaurant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're never without work, are you?
No, it's, you get a lot of work.
What about the winter season?
We have a lot of work because he does his own mechanic work too on the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
He does all the welding.
John does.
John does.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
he's so he can weld as well as build roads and so on.
It's a good thing you can.
Well, Mike once said, and I wondered if this is true, and perhaps it's something you may not want to discuss, but he once said that he thought you had $1 million tied up in equipment.
Well, up till last, when my accountant came out, we had $387,000 up to that day.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a month ago.
A month ago. So that Mike was wrong about the $1 million.
Well, maybe property and all, you know.
Yeah, but not in dust construction equipment.
Dust construction.
Mm-hmm. And do you foresee your business growing and the town growing? We've grown so fast.
Grown so much right now. That's why we need so many schools.
Yes.
And that is costly.
Yes. It is. How do you feel about your experience here in the Westport School? When you look back on it, did you think it was a good school experience for you?
Very good, I think. Of course, it's changing now because it's different. Everything's different. We have all kinds of troubles in the school, so I don't know.
Do you go to town meeting?
I did up until two years ago. I don't want to go anymore because you get upset, you know.
I know one gets terribly upset. There's going to be a special town meeting a week from Wednesday about this lagoon. And what do you think about that, or don't you want to express yourself about
well,
it?
Well, I think I'd rather not.
Yes. You don't know, I mean,
being in business with this stuff, I'd better not.
Talk about it. Well, most people whom I've spoken with, or many of them, feel as if they don't know enough to make a decision. And it could be dangerous. And,
well, if you're going to spend money, do it so it's going to be there forever,
mm-hmm.
not for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's foolish.
In other words, but isn't it true that Fall River is planning a plant that in 2 years from now will have, they've been given funds by the government that to accommodate Westport.
That's right.
So that what we do now maybe should
always
be temporary.
Well, that's all it is, temporary, but it's going to spend about $80,000 on it. Temporary.
How much?
I understand $80,000.
$80,000. And so, for a temporary solution to our problem. And now, this lagoon is a. The problem is one of our septic, our sewage, our septic tanks, and the treatment of our waste materials.
That's right.
And, nobody seems to have the answers, even the specialists.
Wow, that's where it makes it bad, and that's why I don't want to say too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, John, may I call you John? I always
yeah,
ask.
Sure,
you call me Mary.
Sure.
I am very grateful for you to give this time this afternoon. I know how busy you are. And I wanted to speak with you on tape because I wanted it to go down into history that well, how many roads did you say? How many roads do you think you helped construct? You couldn't begin
to. I don't think I could really.
You couldn't even guess.
If I was guessing, I would be telling not the truth because I know we've done a lot of it. Like I say, I have records of all of them.
But the records aren't here.
Not here.
No. Well, someday I may add to this tape by, you have books that do tell.
Yeah, yeah.
I may telephone you and add to this tape simply that fact, because I think it's an interesting one for the next 100 years to know how many of the roads of Westport you worked on and built.
Yeah, it's a lot of them, real lot of them. Like I say, if I said it, I would reach exact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been over 30 years.
Yes.
It's over that.
So over 30 years, well, let's make a guess. It's kind of a guess. How many roads during 1 year might you have been working on?
At least 12 or 14.
At least 12 or 14, so 30 times 12 or 14.
So that's why I say I would have
to. Gives you a pretty good idea that you've been a very, very significant part of the growth of this community.
And I am glad my boy is doing the same.
Yes.
So.
And he's such a, you're both such wonderful people.
He's been with me now, I'm in the business for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to go look at it, just to find it, see what's going on.
Yes.
I do that every morning, early in the morning.
Yes.
See what's been done, you know.
Yes. First thing you do when you get up,
yep.
You go out and see what's been done.
What's been done the day before, you know.
That's marvelous. You feel so much a part of it.
Well, the part of it, I was born and brought up with that
yes.
stuff, you know, right?
Yes.
And I like to see them do good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never have done, I don't think, I've ever known you to do a job which wasn't well done.
Well, I try to make it that way anyway. Anything
well,
possible, you know.
I mean, I think if you didn't feel it was right, you stepped in and changed it.
That's right. I sure did.
Well,
a lot of times.
Yes. Well, thank you again.
Okay.